for the fires that just won't burn out.
This is why we can't have
nice things. Yeah. And let's talk about keeping those home fires burning. As a 40-year-old woman in Florida named Melissa Dunham was hoping to fix her marriage. See, Melissa recently moved back in with her husband, and they used their son's 18th birthday to kind of kickstart the whole thing. But then they started arguing. Oh. It's like old days, nonstop. 4 days.
Come on, you gotta change.
And then about 4.5 days in, she saw her husband in his car in the driveway. He was just trying to find a happy place. She comes out of the house, closes the front door behind her, and says to him reportedly, "Now, neither one of us have anything left." Shortly after, smoke starts billowing out of the house and the windows, and she had set the home on fire. To which, once fire crews came and put it out, Melissa was arrested. She's been charged with various counts of arson and being way too literal on how to rekindle a romance by using actual kindling.
You know, microplastics are everywhere, but one group of researchers were horrified when they discovered major amounts while doing an experiment in Michigan. They're trying to find the culprit. Was it spray bottles? Was it the atmosphere? No. As a matter of fact, it was the gloves that they were using in the laboratory to touch everything.
Well, there you go.
Now they have to reassess oodles and oodles of studies. They're starting with new gloves. This should be inspiring. I don't know why it's not, but it should be, yeah.
That's like the scientific version of the phone call was coming from inside the house all along. Let's go to Salinas, California. There's a guy there. Hey, hand it to Ricardo Otero, because he had a court date at the Monterey County Courthouse. Yeah, it had to do with a jury trial of his 2024 auto theft case. And he was going to show up on time. He did. He pulled into the courthouse lot. And pretty quickly after they arrested Ricardo, after he pulled in to the courthouse parking lot, because he pulled in driving a stolen vehicle.
Oh, boy.
He was on time.
Ricardo, let's pull it together, man.
Come on, brother.
So you also want to be careful if you happen to live in London Town, Virginia. I know.
Hello.
We've got a huge listenership up there.
Good day.
There's a burglar on the loose. He has struck at least 5 times over the last month, and he's pretty easy to find. Because he is wearing not a stitch of clothing on his entire body.
I don't understand the naked
but, yeah, thing. He does wear his tennis shoes. Police are on the hunt, and they've posted photos.
Oh, no.
You know, just a lot of sharing.
Boy, between that and the back dark side of the moon today,
right,
we're seeing
easy.
A lot right there. It's not healthy. South Carolina boutique owner who was accused of repeatedly scamming customers has been booked in jail for the 15th time since the start of this year. Yes, we go to Greenville, South Carolina, and Pamela Schrantz was arrested in Greenville County again this past Thursday of 5 accounts of obtaining property valued at whatever, such and such. Yeah, this is her 15th arrest since the beginning of the year. She owns a place called Thomas and Turner Boutique in Belton, South Carolina. And the problem is, when people make an order, she doesn't deliver them. To now dozens of times. So they've arrested her all these times for fraud, scamming, a little bit of embezzlement in there too. So, yeah. So this time, though, the county says, "We're working on how to determine the best path forward." I don't know. Maybe don't let her go.
Well, it's not the dark side of the moon, but returning from Jamaica has some interesting twists and turns as well, especially when a woman goes straight into labor on the way to New York. A passenger had to help the poor lady deliver the little bundle of joy, which made a surprise appearance. It called ahead to the tower for a medical response. Air traffic controllers urged mom to name the new arrival Kennedy.
Oh, yeah. Well, congrats. Salute to those that pulled that off. And the person that complained that, oh, I was seated next to a baby.
This is what happens.
You weren't when you started. And then finally, let's wind up in Commerce City, Colorado. Commerce City, Colorado man was recently arrested as he was filling out an application to become a member of the Commerce City Police Department.
So
the guy had contacted, he was very interested. He contacted the police department to see, first of all, if he could do a ride-along. But they said, well, how about you just come down and fill out an application? All right. So he did. And then he left. And then the officers invited him back. And he's like, cool, I got a call back. Oh, yeah.
That's so exciting.
They definitely wanted to talk more about his application. As he has about 6 pages worth of criminal history to his name.
Dear.
And 4 outstanding warrants. So, yeah, he was arrested.
I guess he didn't get the job?
I mean, he certainly has experience in law enforcement. I mean, beggars can't be choosers, Colorado.